And we're back with episode 9 of Shedheads, the podcast where we sit here and shoot the shit in the shed while we have a few beers. I'm your host, Army. With me again for the third time is my boy, Jimmy. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, dog? Third time's a charm.
Yeah.
I'm ready to fucking hate on some shit.
I feel like I had to bring you back for a good old hatred episode just to let you vent on a couple of these people.
I'm ready to hate on some fucking dudes for sure.
We will definitely get into that, and that'll be the bulk of this podcast. But prior to that, there's a few things that happened since the last episode.
There's a few.
We had I'm not a big horse racing guy, but we had the Kentucky Derby this past weekend, and
all-time
upset. I mean, is it the biggest horse racing upset of all time? I don't know. Like, is,
I mean, it's, I think it has to be. I don't know for sure, but
80 to 1. Yes. I saw today that apparently he's not running the Preakness.
He's not.
Which is fucking nuts.
Which is, I love it. I love that they're not running the Preakness. It reminds me of my favorite Seinfeld episode.
Okay.
Not my favorite. One of.
You've probably got a few.
I do. The going out on a high note. The George Costanza. Always leave him wanting more. This horse literally fucking can't do anything else his entire career. It cannot ever.
There's
race
no way
another. He can't do it. I love it.
Did they give a reason why he's not running? Is it just
hopefully it's that.
Yeah,
we're going out on the Honda. We won the Kentucky Derby. We're one and done. See you fucking later.
It's kind of like Seinfeld as a whole. Like they could have done like five more seasons of that, and they're like, nah.
It's an we're on top. Unbelievable story. I mean, I don't know exactly the ins and the outs of it, but I guess that horse, it was like the third or fourth alternate or something like that.
And they got in like minutes before like the deadline or
Friday
something?
Friday night. I think they got in Friday night. They knew they were going to get there. They were going to be in it. So they had to get the horse there. I didn't look into it, but I know they had to get it there somehow. But like, I think a couple weeks before that, it was racing in like some sort of like stakes, some sort of race.
That was like these stakes.
A claiming race.
Okay.
Claiming race, I think it's what it's called. And it was like a $30,000 claiming race. It's where basically like you just like try to bet on winning the horse for yourself. Like so whoever owned it was like, I don't even want this fucking thing anymore. Like here it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
So did they lose the horse then?
Yeah, the guys that own it are just like the guys that just had it. I don't think
they've had it a week.
I could be way off on
this. This is something we may have to fact check down the line because I hadn't heard that. That's wild if that's true.
Whatever a claiming race is, that horse was in one of those races prior to the Kentucky Derby.
So this horse was just shit until for not even a full race. Like literally, did you see the video, like the last half of it, like getting past like 12 of the horses,
the overhead one? Unreal.
Phenomenal video. Like
third from last.
Yeah. And somehow like it just the inside just opened up and it hauled ass or something. Like something just bit its ass and it just flew right to the front.
It was biting a bunch of stuff after the
It
bit that man. Like I was surprised. I was waiting for like the PETA outrage coming. Like, that man punched that horse. Like, that horse.
That guy was pissed.
Took a chunk out of its knee. He was biting his knee. He's biting the horse. Like, that guy was doing what he had to do.
The guy's loose. Like, get off me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was wild. I had Messier.
Yep.
Who?
And then what was the other, the favorite center? Or
Zandon.
I thought it was like something.
Zandon and then Epicenter.
Epicenter, that's what it was.
Yeah, so Epicenter. Zandon was the pre-race favorite for like the whole time.
Okay.
And then that dude, Mattress Mac, the biggest mush.
Yeah, who'd he bet on?
Biggest mush on the planet. That guy sucks.
He just bets like a couple million dollars on.
He's horrible. He's horrible.
I think he's lost like five of those big bets in a row.
Yeah, he has to be approaching like Phil Mickelson status for the amount of money he's lost.
Oh, yeah. He's just a mattress guy.
He's horrible. Like, anything that you see, like, it'll be all over social media. Like, ooh, Mattress Mac bets $2.5 million on this guy. Go the opposite way. He put his big bet down on Epicenter, so that
you knew instantly.
Shifted the odds to Epicenter before the race. But, yeah, I had Messier. I was going with some signs. You always got to look for the signs and shit like that. Messier was the sixth horse going out of the sixth horse. Mark Messier, six-time Stanley Cup champion.
Yeah.
And then he goes out. I mean, he just blew his wad, dude. He was
in the front three the entire race last quarter. Yeah. And he just got, I mean, I think he just gave up at the end because he was just like, screw it.
It sucks.
But it was, 80-1.
80-1.
I'm kind of pissed I didn't bet a dollar on the worst horse just for the hell of it. I couldn't get that shitty
after work. From here on out.
The TVG, like, I couldn't get it to work.
From here on out, I'll
just a dollar.
Yeah, like.
Why the hell
to
not?
To avoid the FOMO of, like, being a part of that, like, just throw $5 on, like, the longest odds horse.
Exactly.
It has to be. The dog's chewing on something crazy.
The dog's just going to ruin the episode, so we're just going to.
Rudy, you have a rubber one right there, buddy.
Podcast first, but he's just being.
All right, that's better.
The short leg cat's in here, too.
I'd be curious. Ooh. That's a rare appearance, actually. I'd be curious to, like, I didn't see any stories of anyone betting big on him or anything.
No, I saw, like, a few. There's some stuff on Twitter, a couple, like, gambling sites and gambling pages.
Sure, there's a few people that did.
Yeah. Like, there's a few
people. I didn't see anything crazy.
I think the most I saw was, like, $50, which, I mean, that's like a $4,000 payout.
Yeah. I mean, if you bet a dollar, you'd win 80. I forget, it was 80 something to one. I forget what the
80
exact
bucks.
Off. Yeah.
$80
for $1. I mean,
that's how it works.
It's beautiful. And then the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, and it just popped up. I think I saw it for the first time yesterday. And you know me, I hate soccer. Hate soccer.
Confirmed soccer hater.
I am. But we've got the World Cup coming up in November, which is just complete. I mean, that is a whole other episode of should be in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a country that the average temperature in the summer is like 125 degrees.
And makes sense.
They have slaves building the stadium, all that shit. But there's this whole story coming out yesterday that apparently FIFA, who is probably the most corrupt organization outside of a government.
Outside of boxing.
Boxing's up there too. There's the boxing, FIFA, and the NCAA are probably the three most corrupt organizations outside of a government that you could probably find, is my guess.
I agree with that. Boxing for sure.
But FIFA is apparently looking at kicking Ecuador out of the World Cup for using an ineligible player.
Okay.
So Chile, how do you say it, brought this report out to – or complaint to FIFA saying they used some guy that's not actually born in Ecuador. And they're saying they used him in all these qualifying matches. He's not from the country. They falsified this paperwork and all this stuff, and they're saying they should get –
How do they find this out?
That I don't know.
What's the basis for this?
I don't like they literally so like the media release, it says there's allegations concerning the possible falsification of documents granting Ecuadorian nationality to a player named Byron David Castillo Segura.
Mm.
Basically just I don't know where they got this, I don't know how much digging they did or whatever, but they brought it to FIFA. And I think their thinking was, hey, if they get kicked out, we get put in the World Cup. Because apparently you can kick them out of the World Cup, or like you can make them forfeit games. They have a wide range of like penalties they can. There's no like you have to. There's no like strict guidelines. It's like, all right, you have to punish this.
It's like they can do whatever situation.
Yeah, and so they probably think that they're gonna get if they get kicked out that Chile gets into the World Cup. But apparently they've invited Peru in it as well. Because they might be the ones that actually get into the
what?
It's this whole South Africa. Like,
go back and what's that guy's name again?
You want that full name again?
Yeah.
So it is Byron David Castillo Segura.
David, if you were to say, like, fill in the blank, I'll give you the middle names and the last name. David Castillo, what's that?
He goes by Byron Castillo, but it's Byron David Castillo Segura.
David like Castillo Tom Segura. And you're like, yeah, what? I didn't give you. I gave you everything but his first name.
I would never guess Ecuador.
Fucking Byron.
Yeah, no.
So, wait,
but it sounds like a full like Danny Almonte story of like they just they're using this guy just like, oh, he's great. Who gives a shit if he's from New Mexico?
He's Honduran.
Wherever. They're saying
he says he's Honduran.
They're saying he's not Ecuadorian.
Okay, but
they're saying they falsified the documents to make him look like he's from Ecuador, and then Chile is claiming that this is complete bullshit, that this guy is not from there. They falsified the documents.
Where do they think he's from? Honduras?
That's not a part of it. It's not saying where he's from. They're saying this guy, there's zero chance that this guy's from Ecuador.
So Chile's they brought just it to like, FIFA. They're just raising a bunch of shit trying to get him.
It's fully like the Danny Almonte of like, this guy's not fucking 14 years old.
And there's no way
they're falsifying the birth certificate. I don't know. But it's like 6 months until the World Cup. And like this one, I imagine it's a huge deal in South America with how big soccer is.
Yeah.
In those countries. I bet that's leading the news every night of like, oh shit, our country, they're probably so pumped that their country's in the World Cup. And now they're like, oh man, we might get kicked out for this.
You know how many people are going to die over that?
Oh, someone. No, there'd be a 30 for 30 on that all later on.
Shit.
That guy, if it's true, I don't know, whoever is responsible for it or whoever.
Soccer's crazy.
Soccer. I wish I liked it because I would love to go to a game because the fans' experience looks so amazing.
I don't know.
Man. But that sport,
I don't know,
is bores me to fucking tears.
It's like, I'd probably go to a Kickers game just because it's pretty safe. Yeah. I don't know if I could go anything like major scale.
I would go, if I ever go to like London or Europe, I would go to. I would go to one of those.
Fuck that.
I would just sit there like I would whoever Green Street? Whoever like everyone is cheering for is who I cheer for.
No chance.
But man. I'm
You're
not,
still going to piss somebody off.
Probably. But if I'm in the big group of the blue shirts and I'm rooting for the blue shirt and there's one random red shirt, sure.
There's like, never just one. There's always a
Well, it depends on what's, I'm depending what section I'm in. Like you got to be whatever is surrounding you,
blue
that's
and
you
got. Blue red ever the seat. You think there's some sort of English
blood group. Yeah, I literally just throw out two colors. But I feel like it looks that's an like, amazing.
This is like, I mean, and again, like everything in these foreign countries like that, like you can't, like it's the Albert Pujols thing. Like,
how old is he?
Yeah. Yeah. Like nobody knows.
Very true. I mean, that guy might be 47 years old.
Which makes it way more impressive than of what he does.
Yeah. I mean,
the greatest right-handed hitter of all time might be pushing 50.
He might. He might be the full-on Julio Franco.
So when he
thing.
Was doing all that shit. Playing baseball.
He's upper 30s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows if that's actually true? Who knows if that's actually true?
I mean, I saw World Cup. I think one of our like bigger guys for America is out.
Yeah.
Like,
I saw some guy tore his Achilles or something.
Leg pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know if that's a big loss or not.
Can't be good. Can't be good. But we'll see, man. Like, I'm excited for it. I'm not the biggest soccer guy, but whenever it comes to like national stuff, national level soccer,
you put I'll US get in there. You put USA on the jersey of any sport. I will pay attention to something.
I'll get in there and mix it up.
It may just be dabbling the Winter Olympics for sports I don't know shit about. Just but if you put US on the front of the jersey, I'm all of a sudden interested
just
regardless of the sport.
Just a sprinkle.
And then
what do we got going?
I gotta tell you this softball story. So we're supposed to have softball.
Softball.
Tonight.
Shout out Munz.
Munz.
Great episode.
A couple weeks ago, we're just talking about just the type of people we hate in softball.
Gooch and Muncy brought the heat.
They did. And so we played this team last week that they have zero business being in this league. So they're like all in their like early to mid 20s. Oh. I think they were supposed to be in some league.
I think I already know this.
Yeah. They're supposed to be in some other league that apparently could only get like two or three teams. So they canceled the whole thing, and now they're in ours.
Over under number of bats on their sideline. I would put that 20 and a half.
Oh, dude. Everyone came in with two bats per suitcase or bat bag. Like, we're sitting there with like four, three, something like
Hammer
the they had at least 10. This is last week. And so, first game, they beat the ever loving shit out of us.
What was the score?
Oh, dude! If there wasn't a home run rule, they would have hit 30 home runs. It was probably 26 to like I don't know 15 or something like that. Still, this is my double digits or something like that. And then the last game, we were tied going into the last inning, and then I think they put up like 10 runs in the last inning. So it made it look
classic run out of
gas. But there's this one guy that's playing, and we've got this umpire who's on the much closer to 80 than he is anything else, and like probably can't see shit.
Yeah, what is that?
That's the old automatic cat feeder going.
It just spits all that out.
Yeah, but it's empty,
so it's making a weird noise.
I know because I put it there,
but
because I don't feel like doing the whole shit of like refilling.
You got the food right now.
I know. I don't feel like doing. I don't give a shit.
The food's right there. Just put it in there.
But
we'll put it in there after
this. We'll do this after. Yeah. We've got the 80-year-old umpire, and he calls a strike that's probably not a strike. But we all hear it. Like, the entire team hears it. Apparently, the guy at bat does not hear this. And then he fouls the next pitch off. So we're, like, casually walking out the field because we know he just struck out. And the guy's sitting there just waiting, like, for the next pitch. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, why are you guys walking off the field? And he's like, he struck out. And he's like, what the fuck? He's like, he all of a sudden just gets livid, throws his bat at the fence towards his dugout.
I've done it.
Yeah, but I've never seen this happen. It fit through the hole. Fit through the hole of the chain link fence. Like somehow threw it perfectly horizontal and would have killed some. No, it went like in between like three people. Like, I don't know how this would have easily knocked somebody out cold, but he just rears back. I don't think he's trying to do it. And just
how did he throw it? Javelin style?
I didn't see like that part. I saw the act of the bat going through the fence. And it was just like, we're all just like, all of a sudden we're just dead silent of like, holy shit. Like this. And so he gets ejected and just like cussing him out.
It's like the end of the game.
Bitching. I'm like, you just beat us by 15 runs and you're about to do the same thing in this game. Like, chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, this guy, he goes, like, it comes out and he's like, you just made the worst fucking call of your life. Like, all this dumb shit.
Too much, man.
I'm like, dude, chill the chill the F out. You are
I've been ejected from my fair share of these.
You were ejected your, like, first game ever, I think. Wasn't that your first?
No. No.
It was the first time you played.
It was, like, it was most of the time, it was. And I completely get, like, some of these managers in baseball just wanting to not be
just
there.
Go off.
Like,
yeah.
I was 100% of cases like, I just don't want to do this. And I would just get thrown out. But, yeah. I mean,
I've never seen a bad game. I mean, you think of the hole in a chain link fence, it's probably a quarter of an inch bigger than the bat itself. So he probably could throw that 100.
Perfectly through there.
He would throw that 100 more times and he wouldn't do it again. Like, it was, it blew our minds that this thing actually went through the hole in a chain link fence.
I bet his name's like Dawson or something like that.
That I have no idea, but it was just, I had to tell you that because I'm like, this guy just got so pissed. And I'm like, why?
Dude.
Why?
I was laughing at that softball episode so much, dude. Because, like, Gooch was saying, all the shit that I hated about it was the shit that he was talking about. It was just spot on. Like, all the shit that I hated about. There's so many fucking losers out there taking that shit way too seriously. Like, we had a good thing going for a while. And mm-hmm. the thing that, like, drove me kind of away from it was we got away from, like, a group of friends that were pretty athletic and were having fun and successful because we're athletic. We could just figure it out. We slowly got away from that. Just started picking up, like, softball guys.
And it became, like, a whole different
thing. Yeah, like, dudes that would just show up and, like, kind of really wouldn't talk to anybody, like, wouldn't hang out. Some of them would hang out afterwards, like, no one would really hang out before.
I think that's the reason we still do it, is because, like, 95% of the guys we grew up playing high school ball with, and
it happened,
we'll bring, like, in the occasional.
It happened. It wasn't, like, anybody's fault. It just sat, like, we pick up one guy one season.
And he's got a buddy the next season. Yeah,
like, and there's so many of these softball, I don't fucking know. Like, it's basically year-round, but I only played when it was warm out. Because that's all I wanted to do. I was like, if it's warm, I'll play, I'll do it. And they're down at, you know, like, we're going to Winter Worlds and, you know.
Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. And, you know, TJ on, you know, with the DeMarini is going to play. Like, and I'm like, dude, whatever, man. Like, it just came to a point where it was more guys on this team that I didn't know. And they were cool dudes. Like, they're fine. Whatever.
But it
like,
completely changes the level of expectations.
I didn't think any of them were real assholes or anything like that. But, like, just didn't really talk. And, like, it didn't feel like I'm not a huge softball guy. I never played baseball growing up. Like, I was, like, decent enough to hang on these teams full of, like, our friends. But, like, once those dudes showed up, I was by far the worst guy.
Yes.
And, like, it's just kind of one of those things where, like, all right, this, you look around and there's more softball guys than, like, buddies you're trying to drink and hang out with.
It was like, this is not why
I signed up. It was time for me to stop.
This is not why I signed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just had to tell you that story since I hadn't seen you since it happened, I don't think.
That's wild. It would have been better if it hit somebody and didn't hurt
him. It was close. It was real close.
Yeah.
I mean, less than a foot away from hitting at least two people in the head.
Do they have, are there still, like, this in this team that you guys played probably had them, like, the girlfriends that come out there and, like, chirp?
Oh, yeah. People? Well, they were, like,
one of the other,
they weren't chirping, but there was
parts of it.
I feel like, once you get to the age of, like, having the kids, or, like, we've been doing it for so long that, like, once or twice a year, we'll get, like, a decent crowd of the wives. Like, they'll plan coming,
like,
out.
Like, y'all's wives.
Yeah.
Other
than that, like, we get nobody. These are, like, they show up every week, ready to go. One of the wives keeps the book. Like, it's usually something like that.
Perfect.
For those, like, younger.
That's all you guys need. Like, when we were there, or not, I say we, like, the teams that I would play on, you would play against these other teams, and we didn't have anybody like that, like, female-wise, that was too outrageous. But, like, some of these other teams, like, their wives and shit are out there, like, talking as much shit as they are. And, like, what the fuck? This is it for you. This is the pinnacle of your day. Not even just your day. Oh, the pinnacle of, like, your early years in your life. You're like, man, I was at a fucking, I was at the complex off Mountain Road, and I was talking shit to this guy, man. You should have seen it.
There are some people that, like, fuck. That is what they look forward to all day.
The worst people ever.
Yes. But I had to tell you that story because I thought you'd appreciate that.
That's a good one.
But the main part of this episode is Jimmy is very, very good at hating on people. So
say I'm good. I'm saying when it's
passionate,
when it's necessary to hate on something or someone, I certainly don't shy away from the opportunity.
Okay, that's better. That's Much better put.
Yes, please.
So we wanted to make a list of our most hated athletes in each sport. Mm-hmm. So our top hated athletes in each sport. So we're, and it's, this is like our personal opinion. And this is not who we think the general public hates the most or anything like that. So we've got one from the NHL, one MLB, one NBA, NFL, and then a PGA. So we got a golfer in there as well, are the list that we're gotten. We're just, I mean, we'll just go to kind of down the list.
Let's get into it.
Let's go.
Let's get right in the mix.
I know this is probably your weakest, so we'll just knock this off, knock this out the bat here. The first one. So we're to go NHL.
Yeah.
And I think we've got the complete opposite of individuals on this one, but I've got, so my most hated person, this was actually one of the easier ones for me. I don't have the most ammunition for it, but I just hate him. It's Sidney Crosby.
Okay.
In the NHL. Like, one, I'm a Caps fan, so hating the Penguins already comes from the right off the bat. But he's got, like, I don't know what it is. He's got a very punchable face, and he, like, he bitches and cries about, like, not getting all the calls.
He whines a lot.
He whines all the time, and it's just, like, I don't know. Don't get me wrong. He's a phenomenal. Right? Yeah. And so it's half the NHL, but he's,
well, I mean,
he just seems, I don't know. I literally as soon as I saw him, you know, sometimes when you just see, doesn't matter what sport, or, and if you see someone, you're like, I don't like you. I don't have a reason for it.
Yeah.
I just look at you and I hate you. And that's it. Like, and that's kind of where that started. He could have been wearing a different jersey and I wouldn't have liked it, but he's a Penguin great. And I hate his guts.
He's pretty good.
I mean, can't argue that.
Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
When it's all said and done, like, where does he end up? Like, top what? 20? 15?
10? Because
I don't know.
20, probably.
Yeah.
Without, like, I'd have, yeah. This is not a massive hockey podcast, but
it is certainly not.
It's probably just enough to two of us.
And if you're going to, is your goal is to make it a hockey podcast, you have the wrong guy on.
I know. And that's a whole other thing that they don't know how to, screw it. But I'd say top 20 without looking at all the people. Maybe top 30 at the worst. But
like the Penguins are in the playoffs right now. Are they good because of him?
I mean, their core is around him. They've still got Evgeny Malkin. They've got a couple people that have been around there for a while. They're up 3-2, I think, on the Rangers right now.
Yeah, the Rangers they're kind of young, right?
Yeah, they got a really good goaltender. That's probably going to win the Vezina, whatever the goalie.
But he's hurt, right?
Because
the goalie they have, what's his name? Say his name. Because I've been watching it.
Oh, dude, it's a really weird name. Shit. I can't think of it. It's a weird, really weird name that I don't know. But
I mean, because they've been, the game I watched the other day, I think the Pens scored 7 goals, and they're all pretty soft against this guy.
So it's Igor Shesterkin?
Yeah. That's him?
Igor Shesterkin.
Yeah, that's the guy. He's kind of sucked from what I've watched.
Like,
but again, like, not a big hockey guy.
I haven't watched much of him. I've only watched the Caps game. Like, I've seen the highlights of him. Yeah. I think he's still playing, but that's just my, I mean, that's, I hate Sidney Crosby. Nothing will change that, but.
I have nothing else to do with this. I wrote down Alex Ovechkin plays for Washington. Like,
that's your ammunition. Is
I
like
fucking. I don't.
You
I,
hate it because of Caps fans.
Yeah. Like I just. Yeah. Like so. That's so the basis for a lot of stuff that I don't like is having to deal with fans in this area.
No, that's yeah.
And everyone's gonna hear this and be like, "Well, Jimmy, you're a Philly fan. Philly fans are assholes." Like I got in an argument today with somebody about it. It's like Philly fans really aren't assholes to other fans. They're assholes to other Philly fans. And I'm going off on like a tangent here.
Okay.
Philly fans, like, they'll, a situation like with Philly fans, somebody will stand up and they'll be like, fuck you, Selick, you're fucking awful, fucking bottom of the barrel, fucking tight end. And another guy will stand up and be like, fuck you, I fucking Selick. Go fucking.
I feel like
mother.
New York fans are kind of like that too.
And then they'll get into it. Like, Philly fans get the, like a, it's a bad rap.
You got
it's
a bad track.
Rap.
You got a bad track record.
Why? Because they threw some snowballs at a fake Santa Claus a few years ago.
Yeah.
No.
There's a few other. I mean,
all of the recent videos, and I say recent, like the last like decade, I feel like you haven't seen Philly fans beating up anybody, right? I haven't seen any. There's a ton of viral videos.
There's so many now that I don't know where they are.
They're all fucking.
Especially this year. Dude. There's a shitload of people like bum
rushing. I'll tell you where they are,
stuff.
Man. Dodger fans. Like, LA, are, man.
Those front-running West sons Coast, of bitches. Yeah,
all that crazy stuff out there. But anyways, like, the majority of my hate is from, like, your fandom. You really get into your fandom when you're, like, late middle school. Middle school, high school, that's when you get into it.
You,
so, like,
I have pick your teams and you live and die with them for the rest of your life.
I just hate a bunch of Washington stuff. Like, Commanders, can't stand them. Like, Caps fans. Like, Caps fans crawling out of the blue when they won the Stanley Cup. Like that's the stuff that bothers me. And Alex Ovechkin's, like, the face of that team. I don't like that I don't like Tom Wilson either.
Okay, I can understand that one.
He kind of seems like he's a fucking dirtbag.
If he's not a if you're not a Caps fan, I can see, like,
I get it. Guy. Like, you got to have guys like that. Every team has a guy like that, but it seems like he's the one that's, like, takes it further than all the other dirtbags.
You need a goon. You need a goon, and he's a good goon.
So that's the extent of my.
That's fair. Well, all right, we got much deeper.
We'll get crazy here.
Let's see. You got a preference of what you want to do? What sport you want to do next?
It's your show.
I mean, let's just go down. You want to do baseball?
We can do baseball.
All right. So I had a tough time with this one picking between two people. I had a really, really hard time not picking Alex Rodriguez.
I try to stay away from the low-hanging fruit, Steve.
I know. I hate his guts, though. Hate his guts. People, like, and now that he's on TV, people forget that how much of a scumbag he was, cheating, not knocking the ball out of the first baseman's glove in the Yankees-Red Sox series.
It was Arroyo the pitcher.
Yeah, it was Bronson Arroyo. Yeah. People forget that.
He tried to say he was doing this.
Yeah, I'm doing
this.
Yes.
This is horrible radio. I'm making
but he's like pumping his fist. Pumping his hands.
Brush with my arms. And he said, that's what I did. And I hit it out of his hands.
Oh.
You're like a little kid. He was on second base. I kind of get like, what? Huh?
I think he's terrible at TV, too. I hate his guts.
He's not great at it.
I had to go with Jose Altuve.
Because he's a cheater?
A couple of things. Like, so, one, he's a cheater. Yes. And when I went to the World Series last year, he is the only in Atlanta. He is the only player that got booed every single at bat, and it was awesome. Literally, the entire stadium is like, "Fuck this guy." And I think it is. I've hated that, but the cheating thing of like,
his whole
explanation of don't rip the jersey off because I have a new tattoo that I don't want people to see yet is complete horseshit.
I don't buy it.
I think he's wearing a buzzer, and I think he's a massive cheater and doesn't have the balls to own up to it. I think the entire Astros organization that from back then are pieces of shit. But I hate Jose Altuve. And I love that he keeps getting booed at every stadium he goes to.
He's the one.
Tim Bregman and Correa. Not Correa.
Well, Correa's – I was about to ask.
I don't know if he's still getting on the Twins.
Do George Springer and Carlos Correa still get, like, booed and shit? Because they're on different teams.
I don't think. I think it's – because he was a player, last year you saw signs
it's
for
kind of funny how that works. Correa, like, you just kind of Bregman, pick a guy that you're gonna kind of go.
They're after. They were the three best players on that team though, and like they were the ones that were. I mean, Altuve's the one because like he's like, don't rip this off. So all of a sudden we're like, okay, yeah, you've got. But everyone on that team was doing the same thing. But when you pick the three studs or whatever studs you have on your team from that era, and you're like,
you hate him.
I hate the whole Astros thing.
You're a baseball purist.
I am. Not a purist. But if you fucked up, own up to it.
Yeah.
Own up to it.
Andy Pettit.
Palmeiro. Fucked up. I did not do
steroids. Didn't say it.
Yeah. You just own up to it. I'm fine. I don't have an issue with steroids. Like, I bring them back. Baseball is like,
they need it, terrible. Right, they need it. Baseball
but
fucking sucks this year.
That's a whole other thing, but
yeah,
I love to hate Altuve. If I ever get seats close enough to him, I will heckle the ever loving shit out of that guy. I don't care if it's 10 years from now and he is 45 years old and barely walk. I will still yell at that
guy. Picking on the little guy.
Yeah. Well, it's not my fault. He's little compared to everybody.
All right.
That's my baseball
pick. Your guy. So this is going to feel like it's coming out of left field for a lot of people, but I can't Hideki Matsui. Fuck that guy.
That is oddly specific.
It is. That fucking guy, I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, what is your reason for this?
Because the Philadelphia Phillies, 2008 World Series champions, made it back in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And this fucking guy, Hideki Matsui, went fucking berserk. He won the World Series MVP in 2009 when the Yankees won.
Okay. Yeah.
I have a big problem with this because and it's just kind of Hideki Matsui is just getting the brunt of the situation. Like,
you hate the whole team, but he gets the
I don't really hate the Yankees all that much.
Okay.
The scenario of how it played out makes me hate Hideki Matsui. All right. The AL won the All-Star game that year.
Yeah, this is when they still did the
fucking home field.
So stupid. You get home if you win the All-Star game, you get home field
advantage. So the AL won it, and that gives the Yankees home field advantage with that little league field. It is a fucking little league field. Let's be honest.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if the Phillies won 20 or 10 more games or however many.
Far
more.
Better team.
Yes.
I think the Phillies won like 96 or 97 games that year. Okay. Like that. So the AL wins the All-Star game, the Yankees get home field advantage. Hideki can't do anything else but hit, so he's a DH.
Yeah.
So he gets to play, the four fucking games where you can hit a pop fly to fucking right field. That asshole batted 6-15. 8 for 13. 6-15 in this World Series. 8 for 13 with 3 home runs and 8 RBIs in 3 games.
Oh my God.
And they beat the Phillies. So it's just, he's the guy that did it. I can't stand him for it. The Phillies were better, man. That was the year they had Pedro. Pedro Martinez was on the Phillies.
I did not remember that at all.
Cliff Lee. We got Cliff Lee at the trade deadline. I remember that.
Pedro was on the...
Yeah.
I'm like having like a complete like... That is like back when that is burned out of my brain. I did not remember him on the Phillies whatsoever.
It was an arms race like for us. Like we knew that, again, like coming off 08, we had to get a couple pieces. Pat Burrell, my dude, Pat the Bat, he left, but they picked up Raul Ibanez.
He was
there.
He was pretty good.
And so like... There are all sorts of records set this World Series. This is a wild World Series. Chase Utley, Philly
psycho,
Philadelphia legend,
psychopath,
living Philly lore. He hit 5 home runs. I think tied or broke a World Series record. Ryan Howard sucked in that World.
I was about to ask, was this when Ryan Howard was still good?
Sucked. He was good that year, but just sucked that way. I think he struck out 13 times in this World Series.
That was a foreshadowing for things to come in the next few years.
But. That's it. It's again like he's a product of the circumstance of that shitty rule and having to play in that shitty stadium. But yeah, fuck Hideki Matsui.
Was that your current stadium or which stadium? This is was it the current Yankee Stadium?
I think so, right?
I don't know when did they build that?
This was 2009, can't be that old.
I don't remember.
I don't know. I mean, like, I think they just redid it.
No, they built a whole new stadium. Yeah.
If I'm off, I'm off. But I mean, like, the guy, 6'15", 8", like.
Let's see. How old is that place? It was built 2009. So you said this was the 2009. So, yeah, this is the first. Okay.
Not damn.
First, it's the first year that short porch and right.
Unbelievable. Sorry, Clement. I'm sure he's got. He'll fucking. Clement's really good at, like.
He'll probably sit there screaming.
Having a really good counter argument why it should have happened. But no, it shouldn't have happened.
No, it shouldn't.
And that's why. But anyways,
all right,
fucking guy.
I like that picture. I haven't thought about Hideki Matsui.
I don't know. Like, he hasn't done anything else.
No, he probably played Korean baseball for a few years after the MLB, but I couldn't tell you why.
Whatever.
Let's hit up. Let's go with the most hated golfer next. Yeah, this is probably
going on for a while.
Okay, this is probably my weakest one, and literally, I got Ian Poulter. Just because he's a prick.
That's fair.
Yeah. He always, any fan interaction I've seen with him, he's an asshole to everyone I've seen, like, walk up to him. He just seems like an absolute just prick of a dude. And I think there's stories going around of, like, just him just being an asshole all the time. But I literally don't, I have nothing else to back it up with. Just, the guy seems like an asshole. I've heard nothing but bad things about the guy, except for, like, I think Tiger Woods is good friends with him. And, like, that's.
They all kind of live in the same area down there in Florida.
Yeah. There's, like, he's got, like, two golfers that are, like, really good friends with him. That's it.
He's like, I'll give him this. Like, ever since social media has been much bigger in the world, like, I've kind of come around a little bit.
Softened
on him. Like, his engagement on social media is pretty good. He's a pretty dry dude. Like, he's got a pretty good sense of humor, it seems like. But
where's he? Irish? No. Where's he from?
England.
Ireland, England.
Yeah, he wears some weird shit. He buries us, Ryder Cup.
Oh, that's his thing.
He turns it on
every time.
He's a Ryder Cup guy, like the putts that he's hitting the Ryder Cup and things like
that. That's why he's been on the team every year.
He's done some pretty funny stuff that I don't hate the guy, but I understand why people do hate him. What I liked about him in a Players' Championship one year, I can't remember what year it was. The rounds were all kind of fucked up like they were this year because of weather.
Yeah.
And he was on 16 or something like that, and he's trying to finish his round so he didn't have to come out earlier than the
next morning.
So he's literally like sprinting. He sprints, hits the shot.
This is only a couple years ago, right?
Hits a shot on 17, sprints onto the green, like putts out onto his on his own, and the rest of his group's like, whatever, yeah, just go ahead. Putts out on his own, sprints to 18, and like starts screaming at the guys on the fairway.
Get
on
18,
like, hey, like I'm gonna hit like. Just so he didn't have to, and
just have to get up at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
the next
day. Just so he didn't have to wake up the ass crack of dawn to finish one hole.
Like, I respect
like,
that move.
I like that. I like that too. But like, I understand right. like why people would hate him.
That's fine. All right. It's not like deep hatred I have for that guy. I've never rooted for that guy. I never will. Just
yeah. I mean, he's tough. Like, if anybody with a straight face is like, yeah, Ian Poulter is one of my favorite golfers. Like, anybody around here,
you're from England, or
yeah,
something.
Exactly.
Like, you're
like, that would be,
yeah.
Mine, and it was between, like, there's a handful of guys that I really fucking hate on the PGA Tour.
I imagine that. Like,
Bryson's up there. Mm-hmm. Phil Mickelson's up there. But I don't hate anybody more than I hate Bubba Watson.
Mm.
Dude sucks. For a magnitude of reasons.
The old pink driver guy.
That's part of it. Like, the pink driver thing, like, that's like way down on the totem pole of why that guy sucks. But first and foremost, you talk about like fan interaction, like that dude is an absolute prick to people on the golf course.
Is he?
Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff on YouTube. If you just start YouTube and Bubba Watson fans, and yeah, there's all sorts of
all
stuff.
Kinds of-
and he's like real sarcastic, and he's almost like there's this one instance I don't know where they're at, but like he like talks shit to fans when he's like yelling at them. Like this one, I can't remember where they were, but he's about to hit a shot, and again, like you can never tell if these guys can really hear or see these things, or they're just having a bad day.
Yeah.
More likely than that, they're just probably having a shit day. And he was like, you can hear his caddy all of a sudden, like, hey guys, just put your phone away, please. Thanks. And like Bubba backs off a shot, and he's like, yeah, you. With that smug or shit-eating grin on your face. So you think you don't see you? Yeah, you with the red shirt. Like, shut up, dude. Like, you're not going to do anything.
Just calling him out.
There's situations like that. And then his caddy. He treats his caddy like shit.
Mm.
His name's Ted Scott. There was a website, I think. A website and a hashtag at one time were trending constantly. Hashtag pray for Ted Scott. And there's all the – you can search it. Search pray for Ted Scott on Twitter. Pray for Ted Scott on Google. And you can find all these instances where Bubba hits the shittiest shot in the world. Awful putt, and he just turns and just straight up blames. He's like, Teddy, that's really bad. Like, he'll say stuff like that to his caddy.
I feel like that's like a almost like how you treat your caddy versus like how you treat like your waitstaff if you go to a restaurant. Like, I feel like you're a shitty human being if
Dude,
you just treat that person like. I feel like that's almost in the same ballpark of like
100%. 2000, and then there's another two. I think it's like 2014 or something like that. ESPN or ESPN Golf, some magazine or some website, had an anonymous poll of PGA Tour players, and you're always kind of like, how real is this?
Yeah. Did you actually poll these people?
Yeah, like, are they PGA Tour players? Or are they like PGA Tour like adjacent?
Yeah.
You don't really know, but it said they polled 103, which is kind of a random ass number that pulled out of their hat. But it was like 103 Tour players were asked a bunch of stuff, and one of the questions were Name a PGA Tour player that if they're getting into a fight in the parking lot, like in their ass kicked in the parking lot, you wouldn't jump into hell. Name Ooh. The one guy. Out of 103, 23 people said Bubba. Which is like, that's all you need to know. Like, when your peers hate you, and your peers are made up of professional golfers, which is like, if you're a professional golfer, there should be no reason why you're mad at anybody.
Yeah.
You get to play golf for a living. Exactly. And if you make the cut, you get to go
to the nicest place in the planet.
You make the cut and you finish dead last, you get like $50,000. So there's that. And then the ultimate fuck you Bubba moment.
Okay.
In 2014, PGA Championship, which is next PGA Championship next week. I kind of want to tie all this together.
Yep.
Can't remember what course they were at, but in 2014, the 10th hole of this course was a 595 yard par five. And during practice rounds, to get like engagement on social media and things like that, the PGA will set up on a hole and have the pros like, oh, hit this hickory club or try to hit this shot. On this hole, they're like, it's a long drive. It's a 595 yard par five. You're not hitting driver.
Yeah.
All these PGA pros are coming. They'll hit their gamer. Like, let me play what I'm going to play in the tournament. And then they'll tee up another one and let it rip. Everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
Here comes fucking Bubba, fucking prick. He hits a fucking 3-iron and later on admitted, I'll hit driver every single time on that hole, but I'm out here to win. I'm not here to I'm not here to entertain you guys with a long drive contest. Didn't hit driver to on purpose to spite this fun, like, everybody's doing it, long drive. He pulled out a 3-iron. Not trying to, like, big boy it. Yeah. And hit it for, like, oh, I can hit it farther than you guys with a 3-iron, because he probably can hit it farther with some, than some guys, but, like, the majority of them, he can't. He just hits the 3-iron just to hit a 3-iron and not be a part of it. And, like, that's, like, that's a situation, like, that's all you need to know about that guy. Like, is it really fucking hurting you to pull out your driver
and let
one rip?
Well, yeah, that makes zero sense. I've seen it, like...
Look it up. It's a well-known story.
I will 100% look this up, because he was one I looked up. I've never been above a guy. Like, that's not my thing at all. So I fully support that. But again, this is one of my weaker sports to pick haters on.
Tries to be like a big Bible beater and like quote.
I'd seen that too.
Like cussing people out and shit. Like,
yeah.
Guy sucks.
Speaking of Bible beaters, we're gonna pivot to the NFL. Which I believe we have the same.
It's called a transition there, folks.
Yes. I believe we do have the same individual for the NFL of our most hated individual.
Spicy.
Big Ben Roethlisberger. When I put this list together, I didn't realize that I had two Pittsburgh people on here, but oh well, it happens.
Steel City taking a beating.
Sorry, Kevin Bauer. But Big Ben Roethlisberger is a piece of shit. I know you have stats on him. But this guy has been accused of
stats.
Sexual assault, rape. He tried to, like, there was some worker, I think it was like Tahoe was the first one. A worker came up to his room, and this is her claim in the lawsuit. She said that, like, he pulled her into the room and, like, raped her in the hotel room in Lake Tahoe. And then 8 other members of, like, the hotel staff had tried to cover it up.
Yeah.
And then he tried to, like, bang the girl in, like, a Georgia bar next year. 2009. 08, 09, or 09, 10.
2008, 2010.
Yeah. So, like, very short after this, it was and then he tries to assault a girl in a Georgia bar that, like, 3 of her friends support. And then I found some other story that apparently, like, Stormy Daniels.
He was the middleman. Stormy Daniels, I just saw that.
She was like,
he was the middleman and hooking up Trump and Stormy Daniels.
Well, and then apparently
tried to swoop in there.
And she was terrified of him. Yeah, I read that. Yeah, like, she was freaked.
Dude, I just saw that.
If Stormy Daniels, this happened a decade ago and we're just seeing this, but like, if she was
of
freaked
course
out.
Fucking Big Ben's doing that.
Yes. Hanging out with like Trump at the bar and apparently like.
Hey, 45, Trump, got Trump, one for you.
Yeah. Trump's like, hey, get Ben to like walk you back to your room or hotel or wherever the hell it was. And apparently he is creeping trying to get into that room and like. It got to the. This is just according to the article I read. Like she closed the door and is like trying to go to bed, and he's still
the old foot in the
door. No, he's still knocking on the door. Like he's sitting there just like giving the old like, come on now, come on now, like that. I'm like, dude, this is a fucking creep.
Yeah,
and he barely got punished. He got suspended 6 games. I think he ended up getting 3 or 4 actually sat out, and then they made it to the Super Bowl that year. Maybe they lost, but they made it. And that's not even just counting. Then, like, later on, he was saying, like, he was addicted to porn. And Jesus, like, that was the reason he was addicted to porn. And then, like, Jesus helped him get through it. I'm like, if you start pulling this Bible-thumping bullshit after that, like, fuck you, man. I mean. That's not even the football side of anything, but just.
Nah.
Fuck that guy.
Just to be clear here. I'm not. You got to cover all your bases. He was never charged for either. But so
he was not.
Yeah, but in those situations, like, it's a when there's smoke, there's fire scenario.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, that's definitely, like, part of it. An old teammate of his.
A porn star's creeped out by your sexual advances. That's
a little much.
It's a little much.
An old teammate of his. And I never heard of this guy, so, again, this could be complete bullshit, but he was pretty detailed with it. His old teammate, this guy named Josh Harris. I don't even know what he was.
Josh Harris. Yeah, didn't ring a bell.
Had a tweet, and it was like a subtweet off of something, because like somebody had put an article out there about like Big Ben's probably not the greatest guy or something like that. And he was like, yeah, I was playing for the Steelers in 2014, and I can't remember who he said they were playing, but there wasn't a lot of time left in the game, and it was just Todd Haley was there.
Okay.
And I don't know if, like, he and Todd Haley ever really got along. I don't think anybody in the world's ever gotten along with Todd Haley.
Was he the head coach or, like, the coordinator?
Coordinator.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
And apparently, like, Todd Haley, it was towards the end of the game, called a run play. And Big Ben, like, rolled his eyes and had, like, a comment in the huddle. And he kind of, I think he said he snapped back before as it like, kind of looked over. He wanted to kneel or something like that.
Yeah.
So instead of handing it off, like running the play I was supposed to get called, he purposely fumbled the ball. And the guy was saying he purposely fumbled. It was supposed to be like a handoff to the running back, and there's like lead fullback.
Yeah.
He said he spun around real quick and handed it to the fullback. And of course, the fullback's just
running
the block. So the fullback had no chance to like even
catch it or whatever.
Even
take the handoff.
Even perform a closely remote, like proper handoff.
Yeah.
Fumbled it. And this dude, Josh Harris, is the guy that recovered the football. Well, that's kind of like
it's a dick move.
That's all you need to know about Ben Roethlisberger right there. Like,
just because he didn't like the call,
I had no idea what the score was because it wasn't in the tweet. But like, he didn't like the call at the end of the game to run the fucking football, so he fumbles it on purpose.
That's a dick move.
And everybody, that's the Ben Roethlisberger guys out there, 2-time Super Bowl champ. Like, all right, whatever. 2006, 2009. Do you know what his stats were in the 2006 Super Bowl?
He didn't win MVP in either one of them, so they couldn't have been. Crazy.
No, he did not. And if he 2006, 9 for 21, 123 yards, 2 interceptions.
Ooh. Who was that against?
The touchdown pass in the game.
Seattle? No, who was that?
I think it was against Seattle.
The one like Bettis fumbled?
It was against Seattle.
Is that one?
Because the one in 2009 was against the Cardinals.
Cardinals, yeah. That's one of the best games.
The TD pass that Hines Ward caught was thrown by a wide receiver.
Randy Moss. Shit, that's right.
9 for fucking 21. Like, that's your team winning a Super Bowl.
9 of 21?
In spite of you.
Ugh.
2009, they won it against the Cardinals. Now, I'll give him credit. That last drive.
Okay.
Where he had his one touchdown. This is it. 21 for 30, 256, 1 TD, 1 interception.
That's still not great.
It's not good. It's not good. It's not even close.
I mean.
Great drive to win it. I'll give him credit there. But like.
Okay.
Like, that's. You want to talk Super Bowl stats? I'm going to throw out a Super Bowl stat quarterback line for you. See if you can guess who this was. 28 for 43, 373 yards, 3 TDs, 1 interception.
Oh, give that to me one more time. 28 of 43,
373 yards, 3 TDs, 1 interception. That's what a quarterback does in a Super Bowl. This should be easy for you to figure out who it says, Steve.
Nick Foles.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
That's a fucking quarterback. That's what a quarterback does.
That's a quarterback that can't find a home run.
That's
right
a quarterback
now.
That wins games.
It's a quarterback.
Wins big games.
Yeah.
Not 9 for 21, 123 yards.
Big Dick Nick.
Fuck out of here, Big Ben.
I just hate that he hid behind like Jesus and porn.
Just full of shit.
I'm just like never
just come out and be like, yeah, man, like I like address it like head on. Like,
yep. All right, we've got two more. So we're gonna do so we said college athlete. Is that what we said?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll be brutally honest, there is 0% chance that we can make any most hated list. And me not include Grayson Allen.
Okay.
I don't care how low-hanging fruit of it is at all, but this guy deserves to be on every single most hated list of all time because he's a dirty – first of all, he's just dirty. Like, he's tripped over – I think there's 3 instances in college when he was at Duke of tripping players.
For sure.
And then he injured Alex Caruso for the Bulls that last year. Like, he tripped him. Or kicked, like, I forget what it was, like, he tripped or kicked him, like, in the air, and then, like, he hurt his knee or Achilles or something like that afterwards. Then he always, like, just sits there with his arms up, like, what the fuck, man?
He always seems to be putting himself in these positions where he doesn't look great.
It's not like, it's a huge difference of, like, Draymond Green of, like, he did kind of the same thing. I'm just like, he smacks somebody in the face.
He just flails.
And just kicks people in the ball.
Yeah.
Like, but he just, like, he acts like what he's doing is, like, completely warranted. Like, why are you calling a foul on me? And then Coach K defends him, which is a whole other animal. But I never thought – I mean, we're huge UNC fans, so we have the UNC Duke rivalry. I never thought anyone would ever surpass J.J. Redick as my most hated Duke Blue Devil of all time. Grayson, far and away. It's not even close anymore. He is one guy that if I ever saw on the street, I would – angrily go at this guy.
Like
I swear, like I'm not doing physical stuff. I'm just like, I will yell at you all day long.
He's a big part of this Bucks Celtics series right now, man. And I can tell you right now, I never saw that coming a fucking mile.
No. I don't know why it pisses me off that he won a national title at Duke. Like, there's the fact that that guy won.
Yeah.
And like, some of the goats at Duke never did.
That's part of what I started to really not like that guy, because that year it was down. It was down to me and somebody else in the, It was down to me and somebody else in the tournament challenge. And I picked Wisconsin, and they, whoever this guy was, had Duke clearly. And Wisconsin was probably, you can't say they were the better team, but like they had some dudes on that
team.
They
had some dudes.
Sam Decker, Frank Kaminsky, Bronson Koenig was my guy. And this was when Grayson Allen, I think, was a true freshman. He came in the national championship game and fucking
he dropped like 20. Yeah.
He scored 8 like real quick to kind of change the flow of the game. And ever since then, I was like, man, that kind of sucked. But
was that Okafor? Not Okafor.
It was Okafor. Okay. Team. Yeah.
Yeah. That is
spin zone real quick. Like you threw JJ Redick in there.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's ever a possibility that Grayson Allen can take a JJ like post career trajectory?
No. I don't think so.
Man, I love JJ Redick. No. I know we send the texts out. Like, JJ Redick is so good at what he's doing right now.
So that's the reason. So we had this conversation before this show, but I'm with you. Of like, I actually like post career JJ Redick.
I love
that he's honest. He like has like real conversations with players. Like, or with anyone on ESPN.
Anybody.
Like,
he'll take him.
That's
off.
Why I'll never like Grayson Allen. Because he's already shown that he's like, I'm not going to bring that shit up. I'm not going to like own up to anything he's done. He's shown that from day one. So fuck him.
Yeah. I get it.
That's JJ is like never, like, granted, like, that was like pre Facebook, Instagram era, but I remember like one story of like JJ Redick saying that like someone found out his girlfriend's phone number and had a phone. It was either his girlfriend or his mom had their cell phone number and like held it in the like on a sign.
Yeah.
And he's like, "How the hell did you get that number?" Like, crazy. It was real. He's like, "The internet wasn't like that big back then."
I was about to say, like,
he's like, "Holy shit!"
Good.
Like, he's like, some of the research these fans would do are insane.
Dude, you could pick a handful of Duke people, but I just kind of wanted to stay away from it. And I'm going to go back kind of like how we were talking before we got into this.
Yeah.
This pick right here is strictly based off of the fans I had to fucking be around constantly, like, during this era. And I couldn't narrow it down. I couldn't think of one player from this.
It is tough to do college and, like, not narrow down stuff. Sport.
So, I wrote the Frank Beamer Virginia Tech Hokies.
Okay.
And, again, this has nothing to do with Frank Beamer. A lot of respect for Frank Beamer, he's a hell of a football coach.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Hokies blew up in 99.
Mike Vick, yeah.
I think they went like 11-0 that year, national championship. Made it there.
I think
they played Florida State.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Got their ass kicked.
Yeah.
But like, that was it. Like, they were good in the Big East. I'll give them that. They were good in the Big East, but they really hit like the national spotlight with Michael Vick.
Correct.
And that's where it fucking ended. And none of these delusional Virginia Tech fans from that time, and I'm like, I was in high school from 99 to 03.
Yeah.
So you got a ton of Tech fans.
That's a lot. That's where they were born.
Every fucking year was their year.
Mm-hmm.
And it never fucking happened. And there was always some crazy excuse why it wasn't going to happen or why it didn't happen. And there was another guy that was going to step up this year and make it happen.
Nope. His brother.
Dude.
Stepping on people.
Again, not a shot at Beamer. He was won like 200 some games.
But you're just going the era of Beamer, and he was there for 30 years or whatever.
Virginia Tech football, and it's the fans. Beamer ball, bring your lunch pail. God, that shit was infuriating. Like, you had one good year, and it was because of Michael Vick. You're never going to get a player ever again like Michael Vick. To walk into fucking Blacksburg, fucking Virginia.
They can't even pull the best athletes in the state anymore.
They can't. And everybody was like, argument.
That's what they were good is like, they get all the beach guys.
And again, this is never, and it always goes back to a Frank Beamer. And they're like, people argue for Frank Beamer like until they're blue in the face. This is not a Frank Beamer. He was good. 23 consecutive bowl games, this and that. That got a fucking Frank Beamer. I'm going to shit on him for a second because they always move it to this. He had a losing record in those bowl games. I think he was like
probably around 500.
11. Give or take. It was like 11 or 10 or 11 or 12. And I think one of the wins his son had to coach
because he was like 11 and 14 or something like that.
I think it's 10 or 12, 11, 12, something like that. Okay. So there you go, man. Like, That's it. I don't have any other stats I can think of off the top of my head, but like it has nothing to do with Frank Beamer.
It's just the tech.
That era of tech football was fucking. I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it, and it's more about the fans.
I like that. The last one we've got, last sport, NBA.
This is a good one for me.
NBA. So I had a tough time trying to like narrow it down to one. I thought of John Starks from like the 90s Knicks teams. Never liked him. Never liked Chris Bosh. I thought he was overrated, and it still blows my mind that he's in the Hall of Fame. Draymond Green initially thought of it, just because he just kind of like a Grayson Allen, just kicks people to nuts, and then he's bitching about it, but he's a hell of a player. But I was kind of surprised that I ended up on this because it's so current, and he kind of overtook some of the ones I had growing up. But Ben Simmons, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This guy's a coward.
Yeah.
This guy, like, is literally has zero interest in playing basketball. He's just trying to cash a paycheck. He did it with LSU. He's like, all right, my godfather's there. I'll play half the season. I'll get drafted number one, but sure, I'll go there. Australian basketball team said he was going to play with them for like 9-10 months or whatever, and then at the last second bails. Then Philly, supposed to be the savior. He had a solid – I mean, did he win the rookie of the year or finish second? Like, he was pretty solid. As
Ben Simmons?
Yeah. Did he either finish second or won the rookie of the year? I forget. But hell of a defender. It's somewhere around there. What the – sorry. There was some weird lakeside shit going on there. She's dancing in the middle of the street.
Mm.
But this guy – apparently, speaking of your Philly fans, broke this human being where he is he can't handle it. He was
horrible at LSU, too.
I never said why this world like hype came. Player, but like,
horrible person.
He's not like, I don't think he's number one pick, like all pro, like level. He's a phenomenal defender.
6'11 point guard.
Yes, he's great within 15 feet. But if you got a point guard, like you got to be able to do something outside of the free throw line. Like the guy has one three-point made in his entire fucking career.
Yeah.
But it's more so that this guy's an absolute coward and doesn't want to play basketball anymore, blaming it on injuries or back or psychology, whatever. The guy's just trying to cash in his $50 million from his paycheck and just get the hell out of there because he has zero interest in playing basketball, whether it's for the Olympics, whatever NBA, like college. I hate that guy.
Well, I thought it was kind of wild. Like, apparently he was on the verge of playing.
Yeah, supposed to play game four.
Game four is supposed to – and then all of a sudden he went from on the verge of playing to fucking back surgery.
Yes, which – horseshit. He probably got like a bone spur removed just to like show that he had a receipt for going to the hospital. Bullshit.
All right.
Here's your last one.
And this is my magnum opus right here. Manu Ginobili. First ballot Hall of Famer.
That is crazy.
Manu Ginobili. Okay?
You don't think of... That's not someone you think
Let
of.
Let me, first and here's where I'm going to go with this. Do you know who Kyle Lowry is?
Yeah.
Do you think Kyle Lowry is the first ballot Hall of Famer? Just off the top of your head.
No.
Everybody in their right mind would say no. Kyle Lowry and Manu Ginobili both played 16 seasons in the NBA.
Okay.
First ballot Hall of Famer, Manu Ginobili, who averages 13 points per game. Kyle Lowry, 14.8. Rebounds per game. Manu Ginobili, 3.5. Kyle Lowry, 4.4. Assists per game. Manu Ginobili, 3.8. Kyle Lowry, 6.3.
No.
Steals per game. And this is where everybody tries to move the conversation with Manu Ginobili, who never made an All-NBA defensive team. First or second.
Yeah.
Never made it. 1.3 steals per game. Kyle Lowry, 1.3 steals per game. Blocks per game, 0.3. Both of them.
Okay.
NBA All-Stars. Manu Ginobili, 2. Kyle Lowry, 6.
How are you a first-team all like
All-NBA selections. Manu, 2. Kyle Lowry, 1. And this is where they get you.
First ballot Hall of Fame.
Manu Ginobili, 4 titles. Kyle Lowry, 1. You're telling Manu Ginobili is not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
How are you a two-time All-Star and a first ballot Hall of Famer? Just that alone is insane.
I can't stand the guy. Hated the way he played. Hated the franchise he played for, and that's why he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I disagree with that part. I don't mind.
Hated the Spurs.
Okay.
Hated the Spurs.
I get it, but that's fair.
Four championships. I can't. I think
that
I
have doesn't a, make.
03, 05, 07, 2014. Okay, 03, 05.
Because you had the best coach.
05, 07 was Manu was in his prime.
Yeah.
Never averaged 20 points a game. I think the highest was like 19 and a half. They won it in 2014 because Kawhi Leonard was there.
Yep.
Kawhi Leonard went crazy. So, like, this guy, a career 13-point-per-game scorer, and he's a two-time All-Star,
is a
first ballot Hall of Famer.
That is bullshit. He had been
Kyle Lowry.
He basically invented, not invented it, but he
was Lottie the first. Lottie Divac was the flopper.
Okay.
And then Manu Ginobili
made it
perfected it.
Yeah.
And made it part, like, I
hate, never saw guards flopping
hated before. Hated that Spurs. Hated him.
Hated I was like the big
so much, man. I couldn't stand it. And that guy was the head of the snake for the most part. Like, I get it, Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
Tim Duncan, and again, like, I'm a Kobe guy. Sorry, I'm a Kobe guy. Tim Duncan was a better basketball player than Kobe was.
I mean, he's...
Tim Duncan was amazing. Tim Duncan is probably the best power forward.
The best power forward of all time.
Big reason why they won those.
Yes. And you had
Tony Parker, the best coaches gamer, of all
time. Yeah. Robert Horry.
Other guys that were in there. I mean, Steve Smith was there for, I think, one of the championships.
I think so. Kerr was on the
Kawhi,
first one.
And then Kawhi comes in there.
Steve Kerr won six in a row.
And then Manu's coming. And it's fucking the Manu Ginobili shit. But Manu Ginobili, I hate the guy because of... Again, he's a product of the circumstance. Like, there's no way you can look at me with a straight face after hearing that.
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry is a better basketball player than he is.
So Kyle Lowry is a Hall of Famer. Like, should be.
First ballot.
If he wins three more titles, is he a first ballot Hall of Famer? Like, I don't even think
he's better than Manu Ginobili.
He's already won more titles than Charles Barkley. Like, why does – that's –
no, isn't that mind-blowing?
I never would have pulled that ever.
There was some – I can't remember the website I was at, but you can literally type, like – Manu Ginobili comparison.
Yeah.
And I was just looking. I kept clicking on guys. I was just trying to find a mediocre player that had at least one chance, and Kyle Lowry was the one.
That's a great analogy because, like, he's better than better or equal than in all stats.
Everything. And if you were to sit here and talk basketball with somebody on the street out of the blue and just be like, who's a better player, Manu Ginobili or Kyle Lowry? People would fucking lose their mind that you're asking that question.
Yeah. And now you have the ammunition and be like, excuse me. Like, I'd be curious to see. I never looked it up at, like, what his final stats are, but still, over a career, you're averaging 13 points a game. That's not first ballot Hall of Fame, regardless
that,
of level.
That one that I didn't really look at, I think that one in 03, he probably didn't play all that much, probably like 20 minutes a game. Yeah. He was behind Steve Smith, but I think Steve Smith ended up getting hurt.
Okay. I remember him more on the Hawks than the Spurs, but yeah, he was there. Oh, that one hurts.
Sucks.
It does, but it's always fun to hate on people. It is.
Like, it's inherently funny.
It is. And I feel like you get more passion about
it moves the needle.
Hating on them versus, like, I really love this guy.
Yeah, this is good. And, this is fun.
Which I'm sure we'll have some lists like that too.
No, but, don't do that.
Jimmy, thank you.
Hell yeah, dude.
Thank you for joining me this episode.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Shedheads, baby. Mm. PGA Championship next week. Let's go.
PGA Championship next week. We got, I think we're going to do a little baseball update next week. But yeah, we're getting to that weird part of the year where there ain't much going on.
Boys of summer.
Dog days of summer coming up here soon. So we'll get some weird stuff going on here soon, I'm sure.
All right.
The remake. Yeah. That's the remake of that one.
Hell yeah.
But we'll be back next week for another episode. But appreciate y'all joining us. And see you.
Let's go.